This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
This is Big Bear Mark, and I've got with me Luke the Wonder Cub. Now, Luke, I'm really excited.
I'm so excited. I'm like shaking. I'm so happy.
We've got the most talented, beautiful, gorgeous woman in the world. We've got Ricky Lee on the line with us. Hey, Ricky Lee, how are you going?
Hello, how are you?
I'm shaking.
I'm super excited.
I'm super excited. This is great.
That's amazing. That makes me so happy that you're so excited. It makes me so excited that you're so excited.
Well, we absolutely love you on Joy. Of course, you know, ever since you came to us on Australian Idol all those years ago, we've always loved you. But look, you've got this new album coming out on Friday.
I know. I'm so excited. I think I'm as nervous as you are right now about it coming out on Friday. It's 2 years of my life that have been dedicated to making this album, and you know, blood, sweat, and tears is no lie. It's been a labor of love, and it's been all I've thought about really for the last 2 years. I've locked myself away in dark studios and lived and breathed it. So I'm just so excited for people to finally be able to hear it, you know.
And here I did today. I was lucky enough to get a preview of it, and I swear I am in absolutely awe of this album. It is amazing.
Thank you so much. That makes me feel so happy.
Oh, look, I mean, this is going on my playlist straight away. This is amazing. Of course, we've already, at Joy, we've already played Happy Ever After and All We Need Is Love. And Giddy Up, of course, is on our playlist right now.
Yes.
But that's just the tip of the iceberg with this album. Luke and I have been fighting about which song we like the best.
Yeah, we're battling.
Tell me.
All right. I absolutely am in love with In The Mood. I love it. It's my favourite.
It's a feel-good song, isn't it?
Oh, exactly. And like, I was listening to it today, and I think people in the office were looking at me a bit odd because I was swinging my arms and grooving in the seat. But, Luke, yeah, you know,
my
like
favourite is Only You.
Yeah, wow. You know, that's funny. I was, that song, we wrote it to Jeff Piano, and then we rented a house down in Whale Beach, which is down near Summer Bay, where Home and Away's filmed.
Cool.
In Sydney, and flew out a couple of my producers from LA, and we just basically got drunk and ate food, ate like pizza and pasta for a week. And that was when we wrote In The Mood and Only You. And I had a couple of my friends come up for the weekend, gay couple that love really trashy pop music. I played them the song, and it was like he was jumping up and down like he was like at a club at 3 a.m. And that made me feel like I'd done the right thing. I was very happy.
Yeah, well, the whole album has that really positive energy, that really happy vibe to it as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's got a mix of the... You know, I think the underlying message in every song, even the ones that are a bit more emotional and a bit more intense, the underlying message is always positive and happy and inspiring and motivating and always to keep pushing through no matter what. So
you are such a busy lady at the moment. I mean, I saw you on Friday night on The Crack Up on ABC.
Yes.
And I have to say, Shane Jacobson is a friend of the program, and that looked hilarious. You're throwing pies in his face.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. He's such a good guy. He's a good sport, and he took it well. I smashed one in his face.
I know you did. That last one was like, bang.
The last one I just smashed it in his face. I felt bad that it was funny. So,
And
it was good.
And, of course, that was all for mental health charity. And, of course, Dancing with the Stars is going amazingly for you.
Yeah, it's a whole new world. It's pretty crazy. I mean, I'm loving every second of it, and I never want to go home. I want to do it forever, because the drag queen that lives inside of me is like on fire right now with all of the the sparkles and the diamantes and the feather boas. I had sparkly damn shoes last night. My shoes were sparkly.
Last night, you looked gorgeous. I have to say.
I felt amazing. I felt like Princess Jasmine.
Exactly. And, of course, you've got one of the best-looking dancers with you, of course.
Oh, you're into him. You're into a bit of Jared.
Jared's lovely. He's all right, yeah.
Yep. He's a really nice person too, which is good. But I don't think anyone cares about that. it's all about the look.
Exactly. Now, Ricky, I do have to pick a bone. Well, you made me cry the week before. That was so emotional.
That was and it's hard because I mean, it's a really emotional story for me, and just to even talk about it and dance to it. And like I said, I hadn't listened to the song, since I'd sung that at my pop's funeral. So to listen to it and be dancing to it and to actually put all of that emotion into the movement, it was unexpected. I really didn't want to cry, but I was a mess at the end of it.
Well, I think you had half Australia in a mess as well, because we were all crying. I'm tearing up now thinking about it, because it was so emotional. It was One Sweet Day by Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men, and you blew everyone away, of course, because you actually scored amazingly with the judges.
Yeah.
And look, just amazing. Thank you very much for that.
No, I was really, because for me, like in the lead up to it, I was just thinking about my story and how I connected with that song and how I was going to tell that story through the dance that we were doing. It wasn't until the very end of it, and I looked up and I looked around the crowd, and everyone in the room was crying, because as sad as it is, you know, it's a part of life. We lose people that we love, and everyone has been affected, you know, by that, and everybody has lost someone that they love. And so the fact that I could do that and at the same time make other people, you know, feel what I was feeling and have that connect with their own lives and their own stories and their own, you know, losses, it was a really beautiful thing. And it was amazing to be able to do that and have that opportunity to get out there and do that. It's unforgettable for me. I'll never forget that moment.
Brilliant. And look, I really like the fact that you are the one person on that show which is taking feedback. The first week it was about your feet, the second week it was about your core, and this week you've got Love the Way Your Body Moves. So you're getting into that this week?
Next week we have, I can't tell you what the dance is, but it's one of the ballroom ones. So I've had two Latin ones. My first week was cha-cha, then I had contemporary, and like this, the one just gone was rumba. So they're both Latin, a contemporary, and now I've got a ballroom one, which is where I'm in a frame. So I've got the arms up. It's a bit more traditional.
Yep.
So all of those things come into play. It's my feet, my core, the way I hold myself, the way that I move, and there's a bit of character playing as well. So it'll be interesting. My costume is interesting.
Yeah, good.
An interesting is not generally the word I like to use when I describe what I wear. But you'll get the character is fun, and I think it'll be really cute. And the daggy goofy me will come out to play.
Lovely. And look, talking about daggy and goofy, I have to ask you, what is with Mark Holden? What happened last night?
I have no idea.
Oh, my God.
Ricky Lee, that was like all my childhood nightmares come to life on screen.
I know. All of us were terrified of him. It was crazy.
We won't talk about that anymore, because I think Australia is like...
He hijacked Channel 7 last night. He is not hijacking my interview.
Yeah, exactly. But, of course, he's not the only scary thing on Dancing with the Stars. There is Kim Johnson's eyebrows as well.
Oh, really?
I don't know what to make of Kim.
That's so funny.
I think she's absolutely lovely, but those eyebrows, woo.
Really? She doesn't get the tick of approval from you?
Oh, I don't think so.
What about my brows? I've grown them out.
You're gorgeous. What are you talking about?
No, I used to have those, like, Gold Coast McDonald's eyebrows.
I know what you're talking about. I did live in Brisbane for a while. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes.
The really thin ones, and I tried to like make myself look skinny by having a really thin high art. Awful.
But you're looking absolutely amazing now. Let's get back to the album because that's what we should really be talking about. It's out on Friday. It is amazing. It's called Dance in the Rain. Any significance about the title track? Because it is a great song as well.
Thank you. Dance in the Rain, it was interesting. Like, I got to the studio and nothing was gelling on the day. And I kind of, I'd posted something on Facebook and someone was bitching and moaning about something and it just really pissed me off. And so I was just in a bit of a mood and I just was a bit frustrated just thinking I don't really care about what anyone thinks or says about me. I'm just going to be who I am and I don't apologize for that. I'm who I am. I'm myself. I'm real. And what you see is what you get. There's no facade. And I don't need validation from idiots on social media.
Yeah.
And so the song really is about rising above all of that stuff and just kind of saying no matter what anybody says, I'm going to do my thing and I'm going to do what I want to do because I want to and I can and I enjoy it and why can't I? And it was fun. Like I sat in the corner and I just asked the guys to play a guitar riff and it kind of took a couple of hours to write and I laid down a really raw vocal and I always wanted the song to be on the album and I brought it back to Australia and played it to the label and no one could hear where I wanted to take it. And it actually, they didn't want to put it on the album and I kind of said, well, it's going on the album and I'll show you why. Give me 2 weeks in the studio to make this song amazing. And we produced it and made it what it is now. And I think it's an amazing song and everybody loves it now at the label, which is good. And,
yeah.
I wanted it to be the title track because of what it stands for. You know, I think it's really inspiring. And it's, I guess, the cornerstone of the record in the way that what the message is in that song is sets the tone for the whole album.
Totally agree. It does encapsulate the feeling of the album and it is. I'm glad you stuck with it because it's an amazing song. Look, we're giving away Dance in the Rain all week this week. It's the CD of the week on Joy. So
that's exciting.
Yeah, so people do have a chance to win it. We'll be letting people know that in a minute. Just a few quick questions before we go because I know you're running off to a live gig. Who do you think's going to win? If it's not you... because I think it's going to be you, but who do you think is going to win Dancing with the Stars?
Gosh, it's really hard.
Mm.
Because, you know, what's interesting is, you know, and I'm really close with the boys, so Ty, Matt Cooper and Eamon Sullivan and David Roden, and usually the sportsmen are not as good as other people because they're, you know, they're just stiff and don't really embrace it, whereas the guys in the competition this year have really embraced the show and the dancing, and they commit, and it's amazing to watch and to see, a 6'2", 6'3" rugby player who's built like a building.
I know what you're going to say, but yes,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
to see him dancing and moving his hips and like getting into the character, it's just amazing, and I really think that. The guys are a threat. Could potentially win. I think Matt Cooper could win it. Like he's doing so amazingly well, and he's quite amazing to look at as well.
And you know who I think you've got to look out for is Eamon.
I love Eamon.
He's amazing.
And the thing about him, he is such a good guy. He's the funniest person. When we first all came together and we shot the TV commercial, I can't stop laughing at him because he's such a dag and he'd never danced before, ever. And the fact that he's out there now, just doing what he's doing, I'm so proud of like how far he's come. I don't know why I should be proud of him, but I just am. He's doing well. So yeah, I think it could be one of the boys, Eamon or Matt or even David Roden. I think they're amazing.
And you have to let Eamon know, I think he looks really hot in leather. That pasta doble that he did.
That little leather vest that he has
from
the show was hot and he had his little nipples out.
Exactly. He looked really, really, really good. Anyway, look, people, you have to vote for Ricky because we want to keep her in.
Yes.
It's Team Ricky Lee here. You've got to text Ricky Lee to 191777. Keep Ricky in the competition. We don't want you to leave.
I don't want to go home. I need more sparkly dresses.
Exactly.
Let me at least another 4 or 5 weeks so I've got costumes for my tour.
Well, hopefully in a couple of weeks we'll be talking to you when you're just about to go into the final or something like that, and you have to come in and see us.
I will. I'll try my best. I'm in Melbourne every week to do the show, so I will find time and I will come and stalk you guys and I will come and sit there and we'll have a chat.
Awesome.
Lovely. Excellent. That's. Thank you very much, Ricky Lee. We love you.
We do.
Thank you. Yeah. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Excellent.
Awesome. Thank you.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.